value propositions. The second step in creating your business model canvas is to identify your value proposition. What is a value proposition? Simply put, a value proposition is a collection of products and services a business offers to meet the needs of its customers that helps to differentiate it from its competitors. For example, several manufacturers offer basketball shoes. However, playing basketball requires that the shoe fit tightly and provide good ankle support. To that end, Nike designed a shoe with a small air chamber and a pump built into the tongue, so that once the shoe was laced up, the player could use the pump to fill the air chambers and create a tighter fit. In the end, Nike created a new product with a unique value proposition for a specific customer segment. When completing the business model canvas, you need to look at the specific customer segment identified earlier and answer the following questions. What value do you deliver to the customer? Which one of your customer's problems are you helping to solve? What bundles of products or services are you offering to each customer segment? Which customer needs are you satisfying? The value proposition may be quantitative in nature, such as lower price or higher efficiency, or qualitative in nature, such as providing an overall better customer experience or outcome. Some specific examples of a value proposition you might provide as part of your differentiation include better performance, as is the case with many new cars, the ability to customize the solution to their specific need, as is the case with many software applications, improved usability, such as error catching, like a spell checker, a better design, as with the Dyson vacuum. Question: do you have a clear picture of your value proposition for each of your customer segments? Choosing a value proposition type. When considering your unique value proposition, I find it helpful to consider a list of common value propositions to help guide me and my clients' thinking. To that end, here are 11 common value propositions that businesses might offer to their selected customer segment. Review the following value proposition types and determine which one is most appropriate for your offering. Number 1. New. You have a new product or service unlike any other. Generally, your innovation is protected by a patent or something proprietary. When invisible fencing came out, they were the only product designed to contain a customer's dog based on the use of a radio transmitter, a perimeter wire, and a receiver collar worn by the dog. Number 2. Performance. PC manufacturers generally deploy a new model that is faster and more powerful every 6 months to make the last version obsolete, encouraging the customer to upgrade. Car manufacturers also produce new versions each year that are a little more powerful and get better gas mileage. Number 3. Customization. 3D scanners, CAD programs, and 3D printers allow consumers to customize their final products. Many customers, from software to cell phones, allow the user to customize the final product to capture their unique personality or usage through customization. Number 4. Get the job done. When a person buys a condo, it often includes dues that cover all landscaping and exterior maintenance, relieving the customer from this responsibility. If you offer a product or service that relieves the customer of some tasks they typically have to perform, you are providing a value proposition of getting the job done. Number 5. Design. The Dyson vacuum's value proposition uses a revolutionary bagless design as a point of differentiation. While the vacuum cleaner itself was not a new product, it used a different design to capture market share. A design value proposition might also involve better ergonomics or just look cooler. Number 6. Brand and status. The first generation of Cadillac Escalade was essentially a Chevy Tahoe rebadged to capture the status of Cadillac and thereby a higher margin associated with the prestige of Cadillac ownership. Name brands, by virtue of their name, often capture higher margins. For example, Advil costs more than the generic equivalent, ibuprofen. Number 7. Price. Southwest Airlines and Walmart have a low-price value proposition. All activities are optimized to provide a low-cost product. Number 8. Cost reduction. Applications that operate in the cloud, such as Salesforce, relieve the customer of the cost of buying, installing, and maintaining the application in exchange for a small subscription fee as a way to reduce the customer's cost. Equipment rental and leasing companies are another example of businesses that offer a cost reduction value proposition. This type of company is essentially valued by small, low-duty cycle users to avoid the overhead and cost associated with physical ownership. Number 9. Risk reduction. Offering an extended service guarantee is an example of risk reduction. When most car companies were offering a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty, Chrysler offered a 7-year, 70,000-mile powertrain warranty, which was unheard of at the time. By extending the warranty, Chrysler reduced the customer's risk of owning a Chrysler product. Number 10. Accessibility. Most people can't afford a vacation home. However, with the advent of timeshares that offer the customer a fractional ownership in a vacation property, ordinary people were provided access to vacation properties previously not available to them. Fractional ownership provides access to everything from airplanes to sailboats. Even the creation of mutual funds allowed the common person to have a diversified portfolio at a lower price point. Number 11. Convenience and usability. When the iPod was introduced along with iTunes, it allowed busy users to search for music from a huge online library, download it, and listen to it all in a few minutes without ever leaving the comfort of their living room. By offering this service, Apple provided unprecedented convenience and usability to their customers. Question: what value proposition do you offer to your customers? Defining your value propositions, products, and services. After you understand the job, pain points, and gain points of your customers, it is time to define a value proposition to deliver to them. The products or services that you will provide can come in 4 different flavors. Number 1. Tangible. For example, manufactured goods or services delivered in person or face-to-face. Number 2. Virtual. For example, downloads or online recommendations. Number 3. Intangible. For example, copyrights or quality assurances. Number 4. Financial. For example, investment funds or financial services. With these flavors in mind, make a list of all the products and services your company could deliver. Keep in mind the previous list that you have made. For example, consider the tasks, problems, and needs of your customers' jobs. Make sure to factor in how you ranked their significance, critical nature, and frequency. Also, consider the pain and gain points of your customer segment and how you ranked each point in terms of significance and frequency. While you should consider all of these factors, it is now time to prioritize and focus on the key ones that you have the ability to deliver as part of your solution. Question: do you have a list of value propositions that you can test on your target customer segments? Testing your value proposition's ability to alleviate pain. Now that you have a list of potential products or services that you plan to incorporate as part of your value proposition, you need to expose them to the first test. You can use the following questions to test your value proposition's products and services. These questions will help you determine if your products or services can alleviate the customer's pain points that they experience either before, during, or after performing their job. Does your value proposition's product or services provide savings in terms of time, money, or effort? Eliminate your customers' frustrations, annoyances, and things that give them a headache? provide new features, provide better performance or quality that fixes underperforming solutions that currently exist. Remove negative social consequences such as loss of face, power, status, or trust. Eliminate your customers' financial, social, or technical risks and fears. Help your customer with his big issues, diminish his concerns, or eliminate some of his worries so he can sleep better at night. Help to eliminate mistakes or errors. Provide ways to remove the barriers that are keeping your customer from adopting a new solution, such as lowering upfront investment costs, flattening the learning curve, or offering less resistance to change. Question: do the products and services of your value proposition relieve your customer's pain? Testing your value proposition's ability to deliver gains. Now that you have a potential list of products or services that you plan to incorporate as part of your value proposition, you need to see if it creates the benefits your customer expects, desires, or would be surprised to see. You can use the following questions to test your value proposition's product and services to see if they will create customer gain points before, during, and after your customers perform their job. Does your value proposition's product and services create savings in terms of time, money, and effort that will make your customer happy? Produce the outcomes your customer expects or go beyond their expectations in terms of quality and quantity? Copy or outperform current solutions that delight your customer in terms of more features, specific features, performance, or quality? Make the customer's job easier in terms of a flatter learning curve, better accessibility, more services, or lower cost of ownership. Create positive social consequences that your customer desires, such as making them look better in the eyes of others, increase power, or raise status. Do something your customer has been looking for, such as providing a better design, guarantee, more features, or specific features. Fulfill something your customer is dreaming about, such as a big achievement. Produce positive outcomes that match your customer's success or failure criteria. Provide ways that you can help them make adoption easier, such as lowering upfront investment cost, flattening the learning curve, or offering less resistance to change. Question: do your products and services create customer gains? Testing your customer segment and value proposition hypothesis. Once you have made a hypothesis regarding your customer segment and value proposition, you need to gather insight to validate your hypothesis by designing questions or experiments to take to potential customers. If you are designing questions, it is important to avoid questions that will influence the customer's response. In other words, avoid leading questions or questions that ask for an opinion. For example, you would not want to say, "Would you pay for X?" Rather, ask, "When was the last time you paid for X?" The second question is far less subjective and leading. Remember that you are not trying to get recognition for your idea. Rather, you are trying to gain a deeper understanding of your customer segment by collecting evidence. This evidence will determine if your hypothesis is correct or if you need to pivot. You can ask your customers questions either in person, face-to-face, or even over the phone. However, you can use questions to validate and test your value proposition. The best tests involve actual experiments with a call to action to see how a customer will actually respond to your value proposition. For example, you could use a fake 3-page website. The first page is a long-form sales page that lists everything the customer needs to know to buy your product. The second page collects the buyer payment information. Finally, the last page says something like "out of stock" and "check back later." Experiments that closely mimic what you want the customer segment to do will provide the best evidence that you are on track. Question: do you validate your value proposition by testing your customer segments?